sovereignty. We don't like this flag, and we're sick and tired of it.
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go f*** yourself.
Information we cover is not number one, it's everything. This is not some political genre. This is a fight for civilization and our very lives. You hear all these movies about coaches and stuff get out there and win, and they all care, and they come together, and it's triumphant. That's for a game. But we recognize that because we're supposed to be able to come together and do great things. So the system goes, oh, you go out and do a children's thing. You go out and play a sport. That's where you put your manhood. That's who we honor. That's who we admire. Then they even take that away from you and put men and women sports. It's all about taking every human institution and destroying it.
That was sweet, huh? Did you like that? Yeah!
So you watch these coaches and games. Yeah, especially the playoffs, and they're just, everybody looks at the coach. That's good. It's how a man's supposed to act. He really cares. He's got the numbers, the facts. He knows the other side. He's on the ball. Because you're supposed to do that in life and business and culture and health and with your relationship with God. You're supposed to act like that about the real world, like Trump and Elon Musk are. Instead, these evil little nerds who weren't in the cool club and hate everybody, and they love passive-aggressive murder. It thrills them to know they're growing spike protein in everyone and killing everyone and making money off of it while they do it. And we're too stupid to figure it out. And you look at that photo with Fauci, like holding Hotez. And Hotez, he's on TV, like, he'll be 11 new pandemics. Trump will have it crashing down. He won't stop us. Your children need more shots. You don't think they don't know what it's doing? They did it on purpose. And so you've seen FBI chief counsel in Connecticut go, yeah, we went and started the lawsuits on Jones. You've seen the CIA, FBI undercover videos are like, yeah, we couldn't take him out criminally. We investigated him and found out he didn't do anything wrong. And yeah, under, you know, national security. So we went and set all this up and ran PR about him and demonized him with stuff he never did so we could then do this. They did that to America. They did that to families. They did that to God. They did that to X and Y chromosome. They're attacking it all because it's in the way of their devilish plan. It's to kill, steal, and destroy.
Alex Jones. Tomorrow's news today.
Tell you, my life is surreal because I've been there 31 years, and here I am with Enrique Tarrio, Stuart Rhodes, Joe Biggs, set up for January 6th as masterminds with no evidence, kangaroo trials, fake juries, and now we already knew it was a Fed direction of all the evidence, and then the CIA planting pipe bombs. This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra, Methylene, Blue, and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be shut down. They have a state receiver. Said it could be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So as I was saying earlier, it is so surreal to have Joe Biggs, former InfoWars reporter, Enrique Tarrio, former Ron Paul staffer and lawyer and, you know, laureate at Yale, Stuart Rhodes, though I know he's the cowboy hat and the patch that looked like that, literally blamed, along with myself, for J6 and the setup, and now have all the documents and the videos and the proof and the testimonies that they had Capitol Police dressed up as Antifa, with Antifa breaking in, staging fake arrests, launching the attacks, dressed up like Trump supporters, planning pipe bombs, and it's all coming out. So in the court of public opinion, no matter what happens in the DOJ with Pam Bondi and Cash Patel, in the court of public opinion, they're fried. They are done. And this stuff is going to be explosive this week. But I wanted to get Vivian Kubrick, who's been, I've known her probably 14, 15 years, really smart lady, filmmaker in her own right. Of course, her father is probably the most famous filmmaker ever, Stanley Kubrick. And she's in 2001 Space Odyssey, you name it, with him. So just amazing stuff. She wants to talk about the threat of Islam because she's been a critical of Israel as well. But while we obsess over that, nobody focuses on China, the biggest issue. What about Islam? 2 billion people, expansionist, absolutely totalitarian. Its plan is world domination, they admit. And then Mandami being elected and just all of this bizarreness, I wanted to get her on. You know, I should tackle Islam more, and I do some, but it's so big, it's so ridiculous, it's so obvious. The bizarre alliance with the left with it, the red-green alliance, it's crazy. So Vivian Kubrick on X at VIKU11111. That's Vivian Kubrick on X at capital VI, capital KU11111. Be sure and follow her there. We'll post that up on Real Alex Jones. Great to have you here. Harrison Smith comes in 52 minutes from now. But thank you for being here with us tonight.
Thank you for inviting me. I wanted to speak about Islam because it's very easy for us to do the classic, and I think that's what they want us to do, divide and conquer. And the problem is that people are confused. They think this is about religion. This is about authoritarian versus a libertarian existence. And the reason why I wanted to make this differentiation is that if we start fighting about Muhammad wasn't, you know, and Jesus was, we're going to fall into this trap, which is exactly what they want. What we have to argue, and the reason why we should argue, is that this is a constitutional republic. And in fact, I actually brought a diagram here from None Dare Call It a Conspiracy, where, was it Gary Abrams?
Gary Allen.
Oh, Gary Allen, yeah. Is that, if you can just point, Alex, at the top. Oh, you've got it on there. So the top part, that top horizontal bar, is the lie that we've been told, that there is far left, far right, and in the middle is, you know, democracy. When in fact what it is it's socialism in the middle. So they've lied to us, and they've made us think that there's this thing called far left, which is supposed to be very different from far right. It's a lie. What is true is that the real, you know, spectrum is from total government to anarchy. And constitutional republic is just slightly below anarchy. It's where we have liberty and freedoms, and we live in Christian countries under the idea that we are given inalienable rights.
And by the way, you're going to the core of this. The globalists admit this. They create this fake paradox of political systems. Is something totalitarian or is it libertarian? Is it pro-freedom or totalitarian? You're saying there's a spectrum there.
Yeah, I'm saying that obviously, clearly, if we start going Islam, is evil and they're all, barbaric and cruel and they're awful to women and blah, blah, blah. We're just going to get into the divide and conquer. What I think we can differentiate that any religion...
Islam is totalitarian.
Yeah, any religion that's totalitarian, we don't want. So we're not pointing out, like if there were Christian, groups that were like... there were actually in history where...
The Inquisition.
Well, there were times where people were in Christians, where women were really, under the heel of their husbands.
But Christianity is not the they all say Handmaid's Tale. The Christians are, no, there's no big organized Christian movement that's going to put beekeeper suits on women and enslave them and do all this exactly. So we have to recognize where is the real totalitarianism in religion right now? It's Islam.
Well, and then I also gave Daria a link to, her name's Brigitte Gabriel, I think her name is. She's a Christian. And I think she's from Lebanon.
She's I know her well. She's very well spoken.
Very well. And I think that this particular clip really highlights that this is a concerted effort by a group of human beings who are authoritarian, who wish to conquer the entire planet. And it doesn't. Let's not even talk about whether it's Islam or they're Muslim or they're Allah and all that stuff. Our problem is that they're authoritarian.
Well, there's no doubt BlackRock, the big banks, the left, particular element of Islam. I mean, I have video here that I didn't get to. Look at this. We have video. Ahead of historic meeting with Trump, Sirius al-Sharia plays basketball with top U.S. generals. Until a year ago, he was the head of al-Qaeda globally. Now he's playing basketball with U.S. generals.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry. Look. All I'm really trying to say to everyone is let's not make the mistake. Let's not make the mistake of accusing Muslims of not believing in the correct God, of, hating women and hating dogs, because we are going to end up in a mess. And it's exactly what the globalists
want. Well, they do hate dogs. That's not a good sign.
No, I mean, you see, the thing is, I think everybody who watches this show has a very strong grasp of the fact that we are spiritual beings. And I could go on forever about perhaps what our quest is in this universe, but I definitely believe that there are...
Well, I know at the end of our quest, dogs will be there.
They better be.
And so my point, I'm a dog person. Exactly. It's sick.
Yeah, I mean, actually many years ago in the Bodhi Tree bookstore in Los Angeles, I was there with my very big American bulldog, who was a darling. And they used to let me in there because I loved that bookstore. And this Iranian woman came up to me and she said, in my country, we regard these...
Dogs are unclean.
No, she said, we regard these animals as rats. And I was like, oh. She said, they let you in here with this animal? I said, yeah, we love dogs, And now, I understand if you...
I'm going to tell a story because I read your mind. You never told me a story before.
Okay.
So, I was a couple of years in Dallas in high school, a couple of years here, and 1991 comes along, and there's a war. So, I get up in front of the school at events, and I speak against it, and I say it's wrong because I thought it was a fraud, and I knew that he'd been trained by the CIA and all that. So, these Iraqis that were in the school, nice guys, they come in and they go, oh, you're this great guy. Come to our house. We're big builders, rich, own a bunch of big houses and stuff. So I lifted weights with them some. The nice guys knew who they were, ran into him just about a month ago at a gas station. His mother was in the hospital, talked to him. Nice guy. As a person, I like him. But one time he came to my house. We had a black Labrador retriever. And he comes in. I'm eating dinner. He wants to come over and see me. He's an Iraqi. And this is in high school. And he looks at me and he goes, that's an unclean animal. You should get rid of that dog. And at that point, I said, dude, our friend, I didn't see what friendship was over, said, I'm not going to dinner with you, you need to leave. It's just like, it's the superimposition of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is creature with us since the ice ages. This is mine.
But you see, this is...
This sleeps on my bed. Like, you don't tell me, because your religion says it's unclean. You're unclean, get out. But it's funny you brought the dog thing. I didn't even know you were going to go there.
I think you went there. But, oh, did
no,
I?
No, but,
but let me just
say
something.
You said about a dog, yeah.
Okay, but let me just say something.
Maybe I heard you say they don't. Maybe it was subconscious. You said, like,
you know what?
Like
you
dogs.
Probably, like, could see where I was going somehow. But what I just really want to underline is that I understand what it is to grow up and be programmed. You know, I had to go through a huge deprogramming of myself because I grew up in the entertainment industry. And believe me, there's a lot of programming and weird behavior that becomes normalized. And I really had to start to recognize traits in people. But let me know.
But not from your dad. It was from the system.
Well, you know, he obviously, he was quite a maverick being. And he managed to figure out a way of living in that situation.
Like a salmon, he could swim against the stream.
He was from the Bronx, New York. He was really smart. He was a poker player, a chess player, and a really good one. And he could, you know, I mean, I think anybody that's grown up in a kind of rough environment, you become very savvy and you can read people. And so I think that he could work out the ways to, I mean, for one thing, the moment he could, he left Hollywood and he went to England.
And I admit it, he always did it on his own. He was a totally loner compared to the system.
Well,
like they say, like a normal set would have 1,000 people, and Kubrick set 10 people, 20 people.
Yeah, he tried to have a small crew so that he could actually film as long as he liked. And I just want to say, when people say he took loads of takes, he always said after these years that it took to get to the point of filming, don't you want to get it right? After all this, after everything we've done, this is the moment to get it on film. Let's get it right. So he worked really hard. He rehearsed the actors. That's not often how it happens. But don't let me get off point here.
Back to the dog.
Oh, no, back to
the Labrador retriever that I'd had for like 10 years that sleeps with its nose on my belly. I made my decision about Islam at that point. I didn't want to blow him up and kill him. They thought, oh, you're our buddy. You're against blowing us up. When you come and tell me the thing that cuddles up to me at night and loves me, and I know it's bad. I was like, okay, I just judge Islam right now.
Yeah. Look, in England right now, they're actually creating areas where you're not allowed to walk your dog because it's offensive to the
I've seen the videos.
Right. So here's
the police come and say you can't walk your dog. The moment.
Right. But this is the key point. This is a deliberate effort to upset people and really get them angry and upset. And we cannot allow the globalists to manipulate us like this, because that's what it is. It's manipulation. And it's intended to really, really upset everyone. And it is upsetting everyone, which is why I so, so wanted for people to really understand that if we're going to truly handle the situation in a sane, civilized way and not be brought down to the same level of barbarism, we have to argue this on the basis of, is it authoritarian to have the Muslims, for instance, not far from where I live, they were going to build Epic City. And I've noticed over the last few years a great deal, a great number of clearly Muslim women in the supermarket. And it's very emotional for me because I fight so hard.
I mean, I've been in restaurants where women have beekeeper suits on eating
under their veils,
eating spaghetti under it. I'm just like, get me out of here. Like, this is crazy town.
I know.
And meanwhile, what the liberals are saying, because I'm a patriot and a populist, I'm bad and oppressing women. All the women in my life are completely spoiled. Pink pillows. You know, they're like, that's what I do. They're telling me I'm anti-woman and I have to bow down to this caveman bullshit.
Right. Now, this is really key, what you're talking about. Your feelings towards women, that's a spiritual state. You're at a higher spiritual state where you have a real grasp of the spiritual integrity and rights of all spiritual beings, whether they're in a female body or a male body. And I think,
well, just to be clear, I don't want to be around women. Like, you know, all my friends, like, they want to hang out with the guys all day. My whole life, just women.
My dad was the same.
Even though women drive me crazy, I'm only around women.
Yeah, actually, can I just say, I used to say to my dad, are you sad that you only had daughters? You know, and he went, oh, my God, no. He said, I much prefer women. They're so much nicer than men. And
nothing against men. I love men at work and stuff, but in my private time, it's nothing but women.
Yeah.
Even though they drive me crazy.
Well, it's reciprocal.
Yeah.
So I think what's really important is that we absolutely let go of right, all Muslims are bad, because clearly that is a grave injustice.
No, I don't want to make them the enemy, but right. Their own prophet. That it's expansionist. But I get, we diffuse it saying, we're not the enemy, but what are you involved in?
But look, there, I mean, with all due respect to Muslims, I believe that you can be misled by a religion. I think there are a lot of outpoints, which for me would include the idea that women are somehow inferior. In fact, I was listening to a former Muslim lady explaining that in their Quran and amongst the men they live with, women are considered like chattel. They're just cows, you know. And when I think of how I would feel if suddenly the world became Muslim and I could just be, you know, hit across the head with a belt if I didn't behave.
And the left's allied with it. How sick is that?
Well,
to watch all the white soccer moms in New York worshiping Mandani.
But now think about this. Now let's go back to the idea of a spiritual state of consciousness. We know that the left are at a pretty damn low self, you know, state of consciousness.
Low resonance.
Yeah, they're low frequency, and these each stage of, I mean, look, let's just assume this. Just like on that diagram, wherever I had it, about authoritarian, right, authoritarian versus libertarian. What we're talking about here is a lower frequency of existence. And we can all imagine, like, you know, when the Aztecs would be like, sacrificing people, and you know the druids were sacrificing little children. These are low states of consciousness. I mean, murdering people in order to placate some vicious god, to me that's very low frequency consciousness. And I've always felt, and you know, Christians, hang on to your seats here, I've always felt that we weren't meant to worship Jesus. We weren't meant to worship God. We were invited to raise our consciousness to his. And what I love about Christianity, certainly when it's interpreted as God giving his creation the possibility to raise ourselves up. I mean, what is the point of this?
Well, that's
universe?
Obviously what it is.
Right. Now, when I compare that to, you know, certain, and I'm not going to go into this. I am not going to play into
Well, to boil it down, Judaism early on was raising consciousness. Yeah. Now it's become lowering, not on average, but a lot of big parts of it. But clearly Islam is a very dark black hole. I mean, it's sucking down consciousness.
Right. And, you know, we've all seen these videos, these terrible, terrible videos of women with a circle of men and some women around them being beaten. I mean, really.
Or stoned to death. Pull up Muslim stonings to death. If a woman, this is Islamic law,
right,
gets raped,
it's
she
her
then
fault.
Gets stoned to death.
It's her fault. Which is, okay, now let's look at this. So in you know, the bygone days of Christian society, women were, certainly they couldn't have land. They were subject to their husband's sexual appetites, whether they liked it or not. That was their marriage. I mean, so we had a past too.
So what's weird is the West goes to empower women, and then somehow the globalists get women to double back to go to the most Stone Age thing there is.
Well,
look, they're storing a woman to death.
Right. Now, let's also, oh, God, I can't even look at it.
Let me show you hours of this. I'm sorry. It's just, it's like.
Yeah. No, it's just, it's,
you
see.
Just run stoning videos. You don't have to look. We're not supposed to show it, so we'll show it here.
All right. So.
I hate it too, but just.
Right. So, obviously, let us not be gaslit and told that we're supposed to be not racist, not against any, you know, everybody has a right to have their own religion. If we fail to acknowledge that what we're witnessing with our eyes, what we're hearing when they say, you know, Muslim, we're going to take over America, everybody will be a Muslim, we'll be in every home. You know, it's like, holy, you know, they mean it. And if we don't start going, wait a minute, I know religion, blah, 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 consciousness, choice, what? But hang on, this is dangerous. These people mean business.
No, but the thing is, they're proud of it. Imagine a guy I've been worked out with, been friends with, whatever, he comes to my house and says, you need to get rid of your dog. It's like, what? But notice Klaus Schwab says get rid of it because of carbon.
Yeah.
Everything we have, they want us to give it up.
All right, I'm so glad you said that. So these, the globalists, low consciousness. Pedophilia, gaslighting, trying to depopulate the planet, trying to murder people with vaccines. I mean, these are they are super.
Well, anything good and empowering Because all the studies show you live longer, you're happier with a dog or cat. They want to take everything away from us.
Well, they're also, you see, at low levels of consciousness, there's both perversion, cruelty, lies, viciousness, and complete insanity.
It is insane.
And I think that this is the important evolution that we have to make as Westerners, that all of our most beautiful qualities have been weaponized. We've been horribly manipulated. And if we don't shake ourselves off, and like, it's almost like in those fairy tales where there's sort of, you know, the wicked witch or the snake. Or
Ursula
whatever.
Tricks her to give up her voice in Little Mermaid.
What?
Remember, Ursula tricks the Little Mermaid to give up her voice.
You have children. I haven't watched these films.
Yeah, but no, I haven't seen it. But the point is it's give up your will, your free will.
Well, you're not savvy enough.
Well, imagine not even having the thing, like you're at my house, and why do you have a dirty animal? You should get rid of this. It's a member of the family.
Well, let's also look at
you're
this.
Literally telling a member of the family it's bad. I'm just like, easy to go.
No, but let me just say, how rude, how incredibly ungracious. You know, if I went to someone, I mean, think of the bad manners of walking into a house and just going, get rid of that, that's filth. It's like...
Meanwhile, it totally is in love with me. You can't deny it. I'm a spiritual. It's groveling to me.
No, don't. I love animals so much. I always have. And in fact, you know, I grew up, but both my parents, big animal lovers. And, that's another thing. We have to understand that when you incarnate and wherever you are, whatever you've chosen or however we end up where we go when we incarnate, you're going to be given a social instruction, unless you're like thrown to the wolves in the wood. You're going to be indoctrinated with the culture that you come in.
I mean, when God puts you in the universe, he gives you a mission.
Well, no, I didn't mean that, but...
What did you mean?
I mean that wherever a person incarnates, like I incarnated into Beverly Hills, California, into the entertainment business with a Jewish father, German mother, and, you know, I had Western stuff. I grew up in England. I had English nannies. I had black nannies that came from the South. I had influence from those cultures, and it formed my opinions, realities, whatever. If I plopped into existence in, you know, deepest Afghanistan, I'd probably be running around with, you know, my face covered and thinking that dogs are horrible. So we have to break away, and that's what all of us, as we spiritually evolve, which we pray that we do during life. I certainly am not the same person I was when I was 20. God! And so we hope to evolve, and if there's any purpose to this universe, which I absolutely firmly believe, it is to expand consciousness. And in fact, I was just talking last night to Daria's husband about this, where we were talking about the idea that consciousness, God consciousness, we are imbued. This is, let's just for the sake of argument say, this is all thought forms. And despite the fact that that feels solid, if we were to perceive reality as thought forms, it's going to make a lot more sense that our job is, in fact, it's in a lot of esoteric teachings, is that you bring the divine into the physical. And part of that is our job, once we evolve, to get brave enough to stand our ground, to not be intimidated by the gaslighting or people accusing us of being far right, which is bloody absurd, and to start differentiating, right? Differentiating is the key to sanity. If you
which they call discrimination. We'll be right back with Vivian Cooper. Stay with us forever.
Thank you. Thank you.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together. And they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, as it has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's
for
good,
me.
Right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones' picture is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's
like,
amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yeah.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it, like, happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. No, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy. Crazy for feeling so lonely.
Well, here we are on Sunday night, November 9th, 2025, the twilight of the original InfoWars, very close to shutting us down. Vivian Kubrick, amazing ladies here with us. So you're here about the threat of Islam, but I also want to get into this and play this clip you want to play. But before you leave tonight, you got to come back very soon. We should like a 2-hour commercial-free podcast. Big picture, how would you address the Trump administration? What's happening? All the craziness. Are you optimistic about things, or how do you see the world right now?
I really sincerely believe that Trump is struggling against a behemoth criminal cartel. And the fact that he's been nearly assassinated twice, he's a brave man. And I just want to say, this planet doesn't have political systems. It is run by gangsterism. And I love Trump, and he's a bit of a gangster. And that's fine because, you know, my dad was a little bit of a gangster too. You know, you have to be really tough. You know, when you get up to those levels where you're having huge corporations or heads of studios, or in Trump's case, you know, everything from the truckers and the unions to people in the government and the CIA and the, you know, he's up against it. So I agree very much with Alex every time he says, look, let's look at the positive things he's doing and really, really support him in that. And anywhere where we see him veering off in the wrong direction, he's one man also. I mean, you know, how can he be expected to be watching everything? You know, we have to help him monitor what's going on. And as you've said many times, when he has somebody in the newsroom saying to him, blah, 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 he goes, I'm going to check into that. And then he does. So it's our job to help him. And in my view, dealing with the Muslim Brotherhood, which again,
which Obama's behind.
Well, look, don't get me started on Obama. But what we have to understand, in order to keep clarification in an incredibly confusing arena called planet Earth, you know, we have to, this is why I was going on about this idea of authoritarian versus libertarian. Let's keep it simple. I don't care what it's called. It could be Muslim Brotherhood. It could be, you know, trans liberation. It could be whatever it is. It's authoritarian. They're forcing you to call them they, them, or pixie, you know, bottom, or whatever the pronouns
they want. Anybody that tries to make you submit.
Yes.
Like Ben Shapiro and them trying to make Tucker do what he wants. That's all totalitarian.
Exactly. So this is again, I want you to really get full conceptual understanding of what differentiation means, because that is the only way we're going to be able to navigate. We've got to differentiate when we're looking at something. Is this authoritarian or is this libertarian? And if it's authoritarian, I don't care what it's called. It could be called, you know, Trump's favorite right wingers. But if they're pushing authoritarian agendas, we've got to reject that. The Muslim Brotherhood. There's a lady here called Brigitte Gabrielle. I think she's a Lebanese Christian. But she actually has been banging on about the Muslim Brotherhood's, you know, mission statement, which I think they made this document back in the 1990s. And I'd love to play that clip.
The CIA's been working with them to overthrow Egypt, you name it. So this is inside the deep state.
I honestly don't know. But again, I think if we just stick to these, the power of differentiation and using all of our understanding, is this authoritarian, is this libertarian? We know that the CIA does extremely evil things, and that's because they have long ago departed from their job of informing the president of threats. I think they've been usurped, and I think from some of the things that I've read and looked at, the British Empire did not die. It may have given up, or apparently given up, its, you know, colonies, but it still has Australia and New Zealand.
100% it helped create the CIA in 1947, the National Security Act. So here's a clip of the lady you're talking about.
Yes.
Talking about Islam. Here it is.
Hello, everybody. I'm Brigitte Gabrielle. I am holding in my hand the Muslim Brotherhood Plan for North America, written in 5/22/1991. This is their plan, titled مذكرة تفسيرية للهدف الاستراتيجي العام في أمريكا الشمالية. This is about their explanation on how they're going to take over the West, their 100-year plan to infiltrate and dominate the West and establish an Islamic government on Earth. This plan was presented as evidence in the Holy Land Foundation trial, the largest terrorism trial ever in the history of the United States, where our government handed down 108 guilty verdicts to Muslim Americans and Muslim organizations in America, raising money in the United States and sending it overseas to support terrorist activity overseas. And I'm going to read you a paragraph about their intention in the United States and how they describe their work. Number 4 of the paragraph is titled Understanding the Role of the Muslim Brother in North America. And it says, the process of settlement is a civilization jihadist process with all the word means. The Ikhwan, which is the Arabic word for brothers, must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands and the hands of the believers so that it is eliminated and Allah's religion is made victorious over all other religion. As you can see, they don't mince words. They don't beat around the bush. They tell you exactly what they want to do. They go in detail in this booklet talking about how they are going to implement their plan and the organizations that they had set up in the United States in order for them to advance their plan in America. And here are the names of some of the organizations. They give 29, the names of 29 organizations set up in America to do that. So I'm going to read you some of the names. ISNA, the Islamic Society of North America. If the name sounds familiar, it's because ISNA used to be advisors to President Obama about Middle East policy. So now you understand where signing the nuclear deal with Iran came from and why Obama was all over himself trying to appeal to the Iranian regime, even them sending them pallets of cash in the middle of the night on an airplane, landing in an airport in the middle of the night, millions and billions of our tax dollars. Number two on the list is the MSA, the Muslim Student Association. The Muslim Student Association has chapters all over American universities. So today when you are watching all these demonstrators on our American universities screaming death to the Jews, we hate the Jews, from the river to the sea, Gaza will be free or Palestine will be free. Now you understand where that is coming from. Number eight on the list is the North American Islamic Trust. The North American Islamic Trust owns 90% of mosques in the United States. Number 22 on the list is IAP, Islamic Association for Palestine, which later became CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. Now, when you read all this stuff, you think to yourself, how can this happen? Does our government know about this stuff? I have been talking about these things for over 15 years. This is detailed in my book, They Must Be Stopped, which came out in 2008, detailing this plan. When I used to talk about these things, I was accused of being an Islamophobe. People called me a hater. Nobody wanted to listen. When I was warning about the Muslim student associations on college campuses and the money coming from the Middle East funding a social study department, a political science department, and appointing professors who are anti-America and anti-Israel to teach that Israel is evil, America is bad, and the Islamic world is as the underdog, and the Palestinians are the oppressed, nobody wanted to listen. Nobody wanted to pay attention. So today when you see all these people organized on the streets in the United States, hating Israel, hating the Jewish people, hating America, tearing down American flags and the pro-Palestinian demonstrations in New York City, now you understand where that is coming from. If you want more details about this plan, you can read it through my book, They Must Be Stopped, which is available on Amazon, as well as for a donation for Act for America, tax-deductible donation. We will mail you the book so you can understand what we are dealing with. Thank you for your time. Please share this video far.
That's got to really scare the Islamics, having a woman like that up there. I've known her for many years. So the point is, this is here. You see Mondami. You can see it all. They don't even hide it, and they're out over the left. So where does this go?
All right, again, in order to not react, right, we have to acknowledge that the globalists, all right, let's not use words. Let me just think. No, please cough away. A cough break. Okay, do you want a drink?
I'm good now. Sorry.
That in order for us to not become irrational, which we can, when we get frightened, when we get angry, when we are repulsed or fearful, we're going to be irrational. And the only way we can prevent that is to have clear instructions in the core of our being that what we want to be is not only civilized Christian, but very discerning. And so to understand that for all we know, the Muslim Brotherhood could be being, you know, ultimately receiving money from the Bank of England or the City of London or a whole group of Swiss, you know, billionaires.
Well, we know the globals are back here. So what's the plan?
So what? What's the plan of what to do?
We know
about
the establishment's backing us. So what's the plan? They blow up the Middle East, open the borders up, bring it all in. What's the plan? Clergy plan.
Sorry?
The clergy plan.
Explain that.
Oh, it was a Japanese / German lord. Had a plan like 100 something years ago for the Islamic takeover of Europe.
And here's another thing. Let's all look at history and how Islam has caused some serious problems around the world because of this instruction that they have that the world is all supposed to be Islam, which in my opinion is a very authoritarian, very low consciousness intention. You know, Christianity, yes, it had its missionaries. Yes, there's some pretty horrible things that Christians did because, hello, welcome to planet Earth. We have low frequency beings that have incarnated here and they're pretty, low consciousness, which the reason why I keep banging on about this is because I want to save us from falling into the trap of divide and conquer. I know that there has to be Muslims out there that understand what I'm saying, that move to America precisely because of the libertarian, construction of the American society. And the fact that we know from Charlotte Isabel, where we, you know, the deliberate dumbing down of America, we know that after the World War II, they started heavily destroying education intentionally. And we also know that Big Pharma, whether it's motivated by money or whether it's been taken over by eugenicists, there's no question that apart from it being a completely corrupt industry, they are executing the eugenics program. They are destroying people's immune systems and bodies. They're sterilizing people. And if anyone is still out there thinking that the COVID vaccine, or rather COVID injection of poison, was that these people were unaware of the effects that it would have, you really need to watch James Corbett's on the CorbettReport.com. His documentary, Who is Bill Gates? Now, that was from like 5 years ago. But we all know that Bill Gates' parents, his father was on the,
Planned Parenthood.
Pardon? Yeah, but he's like, what, in the chairmanship? Or what do you call that part where all the CEOs and people are? Anyway, I've forgotten.
I mean, Thomas Watson was at the highest award in Nazi Germany. He was head of IBM. They had a trust they signed over to Bill Gates' dad. So they did all that. But they're the head of the Global Depopulation Board.
Right. So I think it's important we make this differentiation. Anyone currently in control of this planet is right down there, lower than the lowest consciousness that I can dread to think of in the general population. These people, many of them, if they don't actually believe as a Luciferian, they are so depraved. They have committed so many crimes that they have demolished their ability to look at themselves. Because if they were to really see who they are, I think they would be destroyed mentally. They'd go insane.
And they project their own evil onto us.
Right. You know,
so the more evil you get, the more they attack.
Yeah. That film, There Will Be Blood. Never remember this guy's name. The guy, Paul Johnson something. I can't remember his name. Paul Thomas Anderson. Thank you. That is a very interesting portrayal. It was based on a book from 1923 called Oil. On these particular, and I would call this a state of consciousness manifesting very consistently. They all have very similar characteristics.
There's a clip where he says, I don't like to see people do well.
Is that what he says? I don't remember. Have such a
Daniel Day-Lewis says, Pull it up. Pull up, There Will Be Blood, Daniel Day-Lewis. I don't like to see people, Daniel Day-Lewis, There Will Be Blood. I don't like to see people do well.
Yeah.
And he says, there's a competition. Type in Daniel Day-Lewis, There Will Be Blood. There's a competition in me. And he says, and the idea is it's like hyper-competition. Like, I must kill everybody because anyone else even living is bad. It's very destructive.
Yeah, now that would be
Daniel Day-Lewis, There's a competition in me. Pull it up, guys. Go ahead.
So to me, again, differentiation, I'm drumming this into your minds. Trust yourselves and understand that anyone who actually doesn't want competition. Now think of the mentality of CEOs who destroy their competition, who deliberately move everyone out of the.
Yeah, look, if I was I love the movie Ferrari versus Ford, whatever it was. Like, it's the competition. It's the fun of it. You don't want to blow up Ferrari because you're scared of them, or Ford, see who does the best. But that the mindset is destroy competition.
Right. Now, here's the pattern to recognize. How many men who are really low vibration, they don't want their women going out. They get very, you know, insane about, they get very jealous. They get, you know, you aren't going out. Take that dress off. You know, these weird, like, suppressive acts. So if you see anything that is suppressive, like when they did lockdown, they know enough.
Of children, everybody, it's all about just raping your freedom.
Yeah. So what is the mind of a being, of a human being, that would actually not only want this, but drive themselves to achieve it? I mean, the globalists have been planning for, you know, centuries.
It's the opposite of free will.
So again, authoritarian or libertarian. So we know now that authoritarian is not only against God's intention, and however you want to describe God, let it at least be this. God, I absolutely believe, wants us to reach our level of consciousness up to his. We are to bring the divine into the physical. And the only way we can do that is to independently think, not be intimidated, and understand that at this stage, there are not many of us that first of all, and I'm sorry, that are brave enough to stand up. And it's why I love Alex so much, is that his bravery is, it's unparalleled.
Oh, come on.
No, Alex.
To me, it would take bravery to lay down this. So I don't see.
Look, Alex, just receive the compliment of being a brave motherfucker, which is what you are, and a good man. And no matter what people say to you or how they attack you, I absolutely know that whether you fear your imperfections, you surely know how brave you are, what you've stood up to. Oh, you keep at it. You never, ever let it go. Even when you're upset, no matter what's happening in your life, even if you're physically ill, no matter, you just keep going. And what I think is really important is that because we're eternal beings, I think that this type of choice where you choose to speak the truth, you choose to keep educating yourself, you choose to let go of your precious little programmings, and you start walking out into the wilderness on your own, because we all have a wilderness that we could walk into and really find the truth. So the truth is, it is a lie to say that people who are low consciousness should be killed or die or be in prison. Our job ultimately is to raise their consciousness.
No, I agree. Our failures, we don't do that. Since you said that, you're going to come back with Harrison Smith.
Okay.
Harrison wants you on, so please stay.
I love that.
But I want to play the clip here from There Will Be Blood you were mentioning. Here it is.
Right.
Competition in me. I want no one else to succeed. I hate most people.
That part of me is gone. Working and not succeeding. All my failures has left me. I just don't care.
Well, if it's in me, it's in you. There are times when I look at people and I see nothing worth liking. I want to earn enough money I can get away from everyone.
What will you do about your boy?
I don't know. Maybe it'll change. Has your sound come back to you? I don't know. Maybe no one knows that. Doctor might not know that.
Where's his mother?
I don't want to talk about those things.
Good place to end it.
I see the worst in people, Henry.
Oh, maybe not.
I don't need to look past seeing them to get all I need. I've built up my hatreds over the years, little by little. Well, having you here gives me a second breath. I can't keep doing this on my own.
Then he finds out he's not really his cousin and kills him. So, Vivian, what are you going to cover next hour with Harrison Smith?
Gosh, whatever he'd like to, but I just want to say something about this film, is that we all have to be sensitive to this. Everything that Christ said to us, it's all about love, and love ultimately is the act of wisdom to know that if somebody is behaving terribly, you can't counteract it by being equally terrible. We have to find a way of being civilized. And that's why I've always had a huge problem with capital punishment, murdering people, the state murdering people. Now, I know a lot of men criticize women for being too soft, but I think we have to find a whole new way of dealing with people who have dropped so low in consciousness and are so out of control, are so their spiritual, you know, the as Eckhart Tolle calls them, the witness. That's you.
Well, I know if they, in the old days, made them break rocks for a while or made them like boot camp, that would probably give them self-esteem.
Right. But the thing is that to raise someone's consciousness, that's something that we actually have to work out how to do that. And I know this sounds wild, what I'm saying, but let's look at one thing. The prisoners that, for instance, were given the duty of looking after stray cats, they would share, I've watched this, you can find it, I'm sure it's on X, where because they were given cats to look after, the entire prison environment changed. They exchanged comparisons.
They're made of nurturative.
Yeah, and not only that, but we know now from Kennedy how he says food creates tremendous mental, you know, what's the right word? You are altered by the food you eat. And if it's bad enough.
100%. Vivian Kubrick comes back with Harrison Smith the next hour. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
No, thank you. And then I'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. And Brianna.
You are the reason InfoWars existed. You're the reason we've had so much success. You're the reason the globals hate our guts. I couldn't have done any of this without you. And now we're so close to being shut down. We fought so hard. We never gave up. We never backed down. But they have the state receiver appointed. He was here today. He can shut us down any time. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of November 6th, Thursday, November 6th, 2025. And you have until this Sunday, just 3 days, to take advantage of the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesShow.com, which I don't own, but finances the new network and keeps InfoWars on the air so the bad guys can't shut it down. You get great products, the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, collectible knives, and so much more, and you keep this operation on air one way or another. I am the InfoWar. My crew is the InfoWar, the caller, the guest. All of us are the InfoWar. They're not going to shut us down. We're not giving up. The fact that they've come after us so hard is a testament to how far we've come against them, and they know they can't continue to operate. They're going to lose if they don't shut us down. So be the reason we stay on the air. Huge sale, 25% off store-wide on top of huge sales, 50% off on things like ultramethylene blue and more. It ends this Sunday. Take advantage of it right now at thealexjonesstore.com, and I salute all of you, and thank you for being at the heart of this fight. You are the spirit of 1776 worldwide. You are the resistance.
The truth is just a tap away. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Alex Jones app, available now on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Stream the latest shows, stay up to date with breaking news, and support free speech with every click. Grab your t-shirts, hats, supplements, and more, all inside the app. Don't wait. Download the Alex Jones app today and join the fight for freedom.
Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
We got to come together. Whether you believe in that or not, you got to decide whether you have dominion over yourself.
I believe that the majority of the plain people of the United States will day in and day out make fewer mistakes in governing themselves than any smaller class or body of men, no matter what their training, will make in trying to govern them.
And you got to decide whether it's God that's going to have dominion over you, that you get orders from, or whether some other human that's jacked into the evil force is going to have dominion over you.
What we're talking about now is like a second industrial revolution, but the product this time will not be textiles or machines or vehicles or even weapons. The product this time will be humans themselves.
Do we want to have a human plan or a post-human plan? Noval Harari and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates say humans are obsolete, we're scum, because they know we are their competition. They know that if we go for what we want and what God wants us to have, they can't compete with that transmission. They can't compete with that blueprint. They can't compete with that architecture. They can't compete with that master plan. But I just see it now. It'll be so clear soon. Are you pro-human or are you anti-human? You are the human resistance to this alien takeover. And again, when I say alien takeover, I don't mean some little tinfoil flying saucer crashing in Roswell from Alpha Centauri. I'm talking about the transmission in the universe of God's order and God's will, or do you choose to serve the agents of death? And like Martin Luther King said, we're not going to judge them off what color they are. We're going to judge them off of the character of their actions and deeds. So I'm going to say it right now, real clear. I love everybody, no matter what color your beautiful skin is. What I care about is your heart and your guts and your mind. And you're under attack by these Satanists, and they want to kill you, and they want to kill your children. And I say we set our differences aside, and I say we come together, and we beat these people, and we smash their technocracy, and we build the future together, and we can do anything with our real diversity. These enemies tell us all day about diversity. They mean divided and conquered groups of people separate from each other.
This bill is supported by all of the Democrats, House and Senate. It's just the filibuster in a way. So in a way, if you really truly want to honor Dr. King, don't dishonor him by using a congressional custom as an excuse for protecting our democracy.
But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
I want unity under a code of freedom and liberty and justice and coming together and working together and being strong. And that's what InfoWars is. And that's why the enemies of humanity hate us so much, because we love God and God loves humanity. And I am a human supremacist. 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 That term will be the future war with the robots and the AI. What you're hearing now is the entire future and everything they tried to stop us from doing. Our supremacy will not end with this planet. We will people the stars. We will colonize. We will green dead worlds. We will go interdimensional. We will unlock the secrets of the universe. God has laid them out like Christmas presents for his children. And I am extremely honored to be in the fulcrum and the heart of the fight to bring our race, the human race, in a race for the future. And we will break the enemy. We will break the pedophiles. We will break the Satanists, because God already sent his own self down here to show us he could do it. God would never ask us to go through an obstacle course he wouldn't go through. And now we're going to go through what Christ did. And we're going to go through it, and we're going to be destroyed, but reborn on the other side. This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be a shutdown. The out-of-state receiver said it'd be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
Gentlemen, to InfoWars Sunday Night Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, in studio with Vivian Kubrick. She has been gracious enough to stay on for a little while because I was actually in my office and didn't realize you were going to be in town and saw you on with Alex. And I thought, oh, I'm going to go in there and see if she'll stay a little bit so we can talk a little bit more. So thank you so much for staying.
Oh, Harrison, it's a pleasure. And as you may well know, I'm a rather, what's the right word? Serious activist on behalf of humanity. So I've always got things to say. Anyway.
That's right. Well, and one of the privileges of, being on after Alex is I get to watch his show, and he's often interviewing great guests like yourself, and I get to take notes and go, ooh, we'll expand on this. I want to talk about this because I was, absolutely resonating with everything you were talking about. And actually, very funnily enough, I was, in my office editing a clip from Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. probably my favorite movie of all time. And I gotta say, with all the wonderful things that come with working at InfoWars, being able to say that I'm friends with the daughter of Stanley Kubrick is like really at the top of my list. So it's always such an honor to talk to you.
Well, goodness, thank you. I have to confess that Dr. Strangelove is my favorite film that my dad made.
Is it? Why?
Well,
it's mine too, but what do you like about it?
First of all, it's hilarious. And I also think that it's probably one of the rarest movies that managed to be a brilliant comedy and at the same time show us ourselves and show, more importantly, the insanity, which, you know, that's why it's called, Mad.
Yeah.
What is it? What's it stand for? My God, I'm sorry. My brain is going. We're all being poisoned by heavy metals. Mad is...
Our precious bodily fluids.
Oh, yeah. And isn't that weird?
It's so funny.
Yeah, really funny. Actually, can I tell you something funny? I think I've said this before when I've been here, but amazingly, I was reading Noam Chomsky, a book of his, which, of course, I can't remember the title, and he actually explains that the scenario of Dr. Strangelove actually happened.
Right.
And what was it? There's no point me trying to remember anything today. I had a fear that this would happen. Anyway.
Okay, we'll leave the details to the
side. So I just think that it makes it far more compelling that it actually did happen.
Right.
And there was a U.S. general that brought America to the absolute brink of nuclear exchange. So MAD stands for, will somebody tell me in my ear what MAD stands for?
Mutually Assured Destruction.
Thank you. And so that's obviously something that we can't allow. And you know, the fact that someone like Sean Penn is even listened to, the fact that he says, oh, yeah, let's do a nuclear war, it'll be fine. It's not, yeah, Don't even get me started.
No, it's insane. And people can look at Doc Strangelove, and there's some silly parts that people, you know, point to, which are hilarious. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they really, you know, make the movie a highlight. There's no fighting in here. It's the war room. But those are sort of just the surface level. That's the sweet taste to get it in. But the medicine at the heart of it, the real story is about how the powerful will destroy everything if they get to come out on top, if they get to rule over the ashes. Well, maybe, you know, because the subtitle, How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb, it was, well, you know, if the bomb does go off, we're going to have to go into a bunker with a bunch of fertile women for the next 100 years. And hey, maybe that doesn't sound so bad. I mean, we'd have to take the most important people, which is all of us, right? We all agree it's us. I mean, there's something so, you know, deeply true about that.
Yeah. Look, that film is a favorite of mine for that reason. The display of the idiocy of human beings, the evil. And I mean, Peter Sellers is just orgasmically brilliant in it.
Yeah.
But listen, you said very clearly, they're all going to save themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care what happens, and they're willing to kill all of us. Because again, from carrying over from Alex's show, their level of consciousness, and we cannot take this for granted, that the reality of a human being that is prepared to blow up the whole planet, which is what they thought when they did their first atomic bomb experiments. 50% of the scientists said, we're going to have a chain reaction and vaporize the planet. And they went, screw it, let's do it. It's
crazy.
Like, so we know that these people are crazy, and it's our job to, you know, kick our own asses and get brave and start pushing against them. Because this is one thing that I absolutely know. When you're that low consciousness, you are a huge coward.
Mm.
And I think that's a lot of the motivation of why people don't want anyone else to be strong. Like in, you know, There Will Be Blood, you know, I hate everyone. Actually, frankly, sometimes I get in a mood where I hate everyone. But he really meant it.
Right.
And these people really mean it. They hate other human beings.
Yeah.
And if you look, and in fact, I won't go into particulars, but I actually spent time with a family member of one of the most wealthiest bankers on this planet, because I was trying to save a friend of mine who was heavily into heroin. She was a big film producer and her life was just being thrown away. So I ended up in this empty house in Malibu with these rich kids who were just buying heroin and destroying themselves. And that's one thing that I feel happens to a lot of these extremely wealthy families, is that they're like that character in There Will Be Blood, and their children are destroyed for the lack of nurturing and you know, when you look at the Rockefeller family, and each generation seemed to commit the most incredible crimes,
right?
And their arrogance is just incredible. Now, do spirit beings incarnate into these families? Because, you know, I'll just use these words, you know, vibrationally they're humming at the same low consciousness. They're attracted to each other as spirit beings. I mean, how I know a lot of Christians think we only live once, but I can tell you that I've done enough research, and I also remember a lot of my past lives. That's not the case. We don't just live once. And anyway, the way I see it, even if we did just live once, which just would make no sense, why would you bring a consciousness into this world only to obliterate its entire experience and its value? So, and plus, if you look at paranormal shows and you look at all the incidents where, you know, you get manifestations of apparitions, electronic voice phenomena, there is something there.
Sure.
And
yeah, probably the most common one is people waking up and going, you know, oh my God, my mom's dead, or whatever it is. Like people, it's such a common thing. People getting dreams or waking up and going, I need to call my uncle who I haven't heard in 5 years. And turns out he died that night. I mean, there's so many things like that. You cannot just say, oh, materialism is all there is, and this is, you know, what you see is what exists. Clearly there's something else.
I could tell you stories all night of my own psychic experiences and literal visions. I just think that we have capacities that correspond, almost like genes being turned off and woken up. You can reach certain levels of awareness where you start to pick things up. But let's not go off on a wild tangent, because I'm perfectly capable of doing that.
Oh, well, that's what we're all about here, wild tangent. Well, because they all tie in, right? And, you know.
Can I go on a wild tangent?
Yeah, please. Let us have it.
So we were talking about these people not wanting other people to live, to not win, to not be
right.
competition.
Right.
For some reason, hand in hand with that is this destruction. Even though they claim to be worried about planet Earth.
Right.
They're planning now to destroy our own pets. Now, I happen to absolutely adore animals, and I adore my cats and dogs. And right now, in fact, I gave Daria a clip to play. They've changed the vaccinations for animals, which was already out of control. They were doing these yearly vaccinations with my own vet that I went to. She was saying, you know, sometimes I really feel that the animals are dying and getting very serious illnesses and cancer because we keep vaccinating them. But she was in terror of losing her job. She had a family. And again, a lot of these veterinary clinics are being taken over by corporations, just like the hospitals. They end up with administrators. They end up with protocols. And again, the vets are disempowered from actually caring for the animals. Don't even get me started on Big Pharma. But if Daria has that clip, I'd love to play this vet who went to,
we're ready to watch it. And just to clarify what you're saying, so all of the vaccines are now mRNA vaccines that go
into
the pets.
Animals. Yep,
it's all been turned over, and that's one of the things that, like, I don't think people understand. When it came to COVID, this was not just an attack on humanity. It was an attack on the world. I mean, they're talking about vaccinating wild animals, and now they're dropping edible vaccines from helicopters over wildland. I mean, this is an attack on nature as a whole.
And if you're insane, which these people are, you believe that what you're doing is good. I don't think there's an evil tyrant on this planet who doesn't think they're doing good.
Right.
That's how insane they are. I mean, you only have to read very famous books like, of course, Jane Eyre. Thank God my memory worked. the heroine of the book. Okay, brain not working. I can't remember my point. Anyway, we'll move on quickly. So I feel desperate that not only do we get rid of corporate medicine and the fact that there are so many alternative medicines that actually cure people, make them healthy. All of the medicine, with very few exceptions, that is created by Big Pharma are toxins. That's why they have those absurdly hilarious lists of horrific side effects that they amazingly put on their ads. And amazingly, even more, people take them.
Yeah.
So I want animals to be given the same respect as we would for any living consciousness,
right,
including ourselves. And I think that any group of human beings who can be cruel, and in America there's plenty of them, otherwise we wouldn't have animal control, dog fighting, bull, you know, these are savage, barbaric things. And don't even get me started on the Yulin meat market in China,
I've never
seen such horrific things in my life.
No, it's a true measure, I think, of humanity, civilization, whatever you want to call it. We pride ourselves on how we treat animals here. I know in the UK it's even more so, right? And so it's bizarre that, they're welcoming in these cultures. Like, the way you slaughter for halal is just brutal and horrific. You don't want any of that. And when it comes to vets, it's private equity, by the way. People don't know, you know, the same way that private equity, BlackRock, Blackstone, they're buying up, We have on Tiffany Cianci, who's really big on this. She talks about how, I mean, they're systematically buying up almost every industry in America, but vets have been bought up by private equity, consolidated into conglomerates, and they all get orders from the top. I hate going to the vet. I've got my pets, and, you know, we take them whenever they need it. But every time I feel like I'm being screwed over, I'm getting stuff I don't need. They're, you know, I don't like it. It's a money grab, and it's not in the best interest of the health of the pet, obviously, the choices that they're making.
Well, here's why I have a million books on homeopathy, on frequency medicine, on light healing. You know, trust me, I've experienced these things for myself, and I know a lot of this hasn't been experienced by a lot of people, so they're completely out reality that these things exist or happen. But I won't take up the time here of my own experience. But if we don't escape from this domination of incredibly insane and evil as a result of their low state of consciousness, we are going to be destroyed.
Yep.
And every time that we put our heels in and go, no, you are not vaccinating my animal. So let me say to Trump, I know that you love animals. I'm absolutely certain that your family love animals. You've got to set the entire veterinary system free from the domination of big corporations. I don't know what kind of law would allow that to happen, but we need to not only have individual vets making their own decisions of whether an animal is fit. Well, personally, I don't want them to have vaccines at all because I don't trust it. And I could go on about why vaccines bypass the entire body system of defenses. And that's why it's dangerous. Look at the book. Brain not working.
All right. Well, you'll look it up, but we'll go to this.
Dr. Judy Mikovits, her book, The Plague, great. Plague of Corruption.
Yeah.
And once you start to look into the pharmaceutical industry and its horrific control, not only of wildlife with these airdrop vaccines, which I don't believe for a second is really for wildlife. They're trying to poison us. But I actually think that farm animals, the genetic modification, the incredible amounts of drugs, hormones and stuff that they give to these big meatpacking, all the farm animals under these huge corporations. It's all the same thing. That's exactly why I was saying earlier to Alex that we have to get this incredible solid concept of being able to differentiate when we look at something. Is this authoritarian or is this libertarian? Are the vets being allowed to make discretionary calls about their way of healing animals, or are they going to be under law forced to do things that are against the animal's health? Now, we all know some vets that will kind of go, yeah, don't worry about the vaccine, or they'll even help you. And there were plenty of people during COVID that helped a lot of human beings. I have friends that did this. They went into the doctor's room. The doctor left. They took the COVID vaccine, splat it into the trash can. And then, you know, that was it. And if we don't, and what about that German nurse who like gave everyone saline because she knew how bad it was? That's the kind of behavior, the misbehavior, the do not comply, the use your own intelligence to know what's right and wrong. Don't back away.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, 100%. I'm just completely agreeing with you, and just thinking about how many other things that we talk about go into this. We're talking about Bovaer. I'm not sure if you've seen
their feeding. Yes, the horrible thing with the animals.
Feeding
the
it
cows.
To the cows in Denmark, and the cows are just falling over dead. But it's by law they have to feed them this feed that's supposed to mitigate methane gas release because Bill Gates, says it does. And it's just, it's crazy. So they're going after the farms. They're trying to destroy the farms. And you're right. It's all about, I put it a little bit different way, but it's exactly what you're saying. Authoritarianism versus libertarianism. I just try to remind people it's all about control. They don't care which religion you are, as long as the religion can control you. You know, I think that's why they like Muslims so much or Islam so much, because it's a very easy to control religion. That the imam on that Friday, when he's up there in the mosque, he is the equivalent of the Pope to Catholics, right? What he says is the law. And so when you have a community like that, that will enforce each other, and you can give them dictates from the pulpit that have the weight of scripture, I mean, that is an easily controllable population. So it's not even necessarily, the guys at the top, they don't like Islam, but they like Christianity or the other way around. It doesn't matter to them. As long as you're controllable, that's what they want. That's what they're going to go for.
Yeah. Everything is a device, a tool, a vehicle.
Yeah.
Let me think of an example. Well, look, again, we just have to be able to recognize when people are doing things that are more destructive than constructive. They're doing things that are suppressive as opposed to giving you the freedom to make your own choice.
Right.
And they're manipulating. And believe me, many, many psychiatrists are involved in this, where if anybody goes online, they've redacted quite a lot of it. But years ago, I found one and lost it of, what is it, Kubak? The CIA torture manual for South America. And in there, you can see that they've analyzed what actually upsets people the most, being clobbered over the hand with a hammer or the anticipation of being clobbered over the hand with a hammer. And actually, it's a bloody depressing movie. But there is the one English language film that Ingmar Bergman made. It was called The Serpent's Egg. It's on YouTube. And it's the period before the Second World War, during the whole kind of Berlin, collapse of the Weimar and all the degradation of that period. And I won't spoil it for you, but it has a lot to do with psychiatry and the desire to control, the psyops, the learning about how people can be manipulated, which is why, sorry to say, you've all got to educate yourself about actual medicine.
Right.
I mean, I, at 28, it's too long a story, but suffice to say, I had these visions, and I went to this, oh God, I can't believe I'm going to forget this name too. Bear with me, everyone. I know you feel it too, that you can't remember things sometimes.
Only when you need to. You need to remember it.
Please, God help me. He is German theosophy. Come on, someone in my ear. He was that German Christian mystic, and he wrote lots of schools. Lots of information about who we are and who are.
Jung?
No. Oh my God.
Not Carl Jung.
What? I can't hear you. This bloody thing. What?
Alan Watts?
No. He's British. German. Sorry, everyone. Love me through this period of Alzheimer's.
Well, so what did he say?
Okay, he made schools and Montessori's. The guy who gave the recipes for the Walita products. Oh, it's going to come to me, please, God. Anyway, I can't remember it. Why was I talking about this? Oh, dear. You better start talking because I am really having a blank out here.
Oh, that's okay. Well, you know, just talking about control again, this is something else that just always comes into my mind. Clockwork Orange, the Ludovico technique, right? This idea that is it worth it to have free will if you use that free will to do bad? And why don't we just remove your free will so you can't do anything bad anymore? And the horror of that, the sort of existential horror of the idea that you can no longer be in control of your own thoughts or your own actions, and how much worse that is than allowing people to have free will, even if bad things happen every once in a while, and how it's worth it. Free will is worth it, even if people cause pain, even if people do bad things. The worst thing is destroying your ability to think freely, think for yourself, and make your own choices.
Yeah, and who are the most likely to get to the top of the power pyramid than those who are desperate for everyone to be underneath them?
Right.
So their motivation, I think, is psychotic.
And weakness, yeah.
Yes, ultimately it's a tremendous spiritual weakness that you cannot allow other people to exist.
Yeah.
Because you're so terrified of other people that they must be cowed and crushed.
Yeah.
Maybe even best of all dead, which is what they clearly are aiming for now.
Absolutely.
It's funny. Actually, I was talking to Daria about this last night. The FBI crime classification manual. It's a very dry read, but you know that that TV series Mindhunter on Netflix. It's those guys that created these profiles of criminal types.
Yeah.
And I found it so interesting that in the murder section, you will not find mass murderers. You won't find the Hillary Clintons.
Right.
And it's very curious to me that they didn't profile that, but I guess it just shows you because they are above the law.
Right.
They can't get to them. So why profile them? They can't even speak to them about their mass murdering joy.
Right.
But, you know, when you think about the people right now who have developed a technique for sterilizing, giving people a multitude of horrific symptoms in order for them to die slowly, pay for it. It's almost like the Jews, when they were on the, you know, supposed to be moved, they actually bought tickets. Many of them were sold tickets to get on these trains.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's like they're so perverse. They're so sadistic. And the reason why I'm going on about the FBI classification manual is that it starts to give you a full understanding of psychotic states.
Right.
And for us to not understand that you could be a high-functioning psychotic, and if we don't start acknowledging the fact that we have a responsibility to make sure that the people who get in power, and I don't know how we do it yet, but I just want to point it out, we've got to figure out if they're psychopaths.
Right.
No, I mean, it's not even vaguely like, let's see if he's a psychopath. It's like, our lives depend.
Right.
You should see the things that I tweet to Bill Gates. I'm constantly saying to him.
Oh, my God, talk about a psychopath. My God. Well,
okay.
Thank you so much for staying with us. I know you have to go, but we got to get you on again because I could talk to you for hours and hours about all this stuff. I feel like we barely scratched the surface.
Oh, that's my fault.
No,
sorry.
No. We could go on and on. Vivian Kubrick, thank you so much for being here with us.
God, it's a pleasure.
You are the reason InfoWars existed. You're the reason we've had so much success. You're the reason the globalists hate our guts. I couldn't have done any of this without you. And now we're so close to being shut down. We fought so hard. We never gave up. We never backed down. But they have the state receiver appointed. He was here today. He could shut us down any time. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of November 6th, Thursday, November 6th, 2025. And you have until this Sunday, just 3 days, to take advantage of the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com, which I don't own, but finances the new network and keeps InfoWars on the air so the bad guys can't shut it down. You get great products, the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, collectible knives, and so much more, and you keep this operation on air one way or another. I am the InfoWar. My crew is the InfoWar. The caller, the guest, all of us are the InfoWar. They're not going to shut us down. We're not giving up. The fact that they've come after us so hard is a testament to how far we've come against them, and they know they can't continue to operate. They're going to lose if they don't shut us down. So be the reason we stay on the air. Huge sale, 25% off store-wide on top of huge sales, 50% off with things like ultramethylene blue and more. It ends this Sunday. Take advantage of it right now at thealexjonesstore.com, and I salute all of you, and thank you for being at the heart of this fight. You are the spirit of 1776 worldwide. You are the resistance.
The truth is just a tap away. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Alex Jones app, available now on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Stream the latest shows, stay up to date with breaking news, and support free speech with every click. Grab your t-shirts, hats, supplements, and more, all inside the app. Don't wait. Download the Alex Jones app today and join the fight for freedom.
You can judge a man by the enemies he dares to defy. He stands against those who would chain the voice of freedom, battling shadowy forces that seek to silence truth. He rises against those who would disarm the people, a lone sentinel guarding the rights of the many. Through the fire of unjust legal warfare, he fights. Not for himself, but for those who cannot. Stripped of wealth, betrayed by systems, yet driven by an unyielding hunger for justice. On the altar of truth, he swears an oath, enduring relentless assaults, slander, schemes, and ceaseless attacks.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
InfoWars is shutting down.
And he remains unbroken, unbowed, unstoppable. His enemies thought they could crush him, thought they could bury his resolve. They were wrong. From the ashes of their lies, he rises stronger. A beacon of defiance in a world of shadows. His enemies reveal his strength, his courage, his heart. But this fight is not his alone. It belongs to every soul who yearns for truth, who dares to stand tall. Will you join him? Will you rise against the tide of tyranny? For a man is not defined by the enemies he faces, but by the fire he carries within. Stand with him. Fight for truth. The battle begins now.
Forged in the fires of liberty, the Alex Jones Network Live app stormed to number one in Apple's trending news apps. Big tech tried to bury it, but freedom's flame can't be extinguished. AJN Live delivers raw truth, uncensored broadcasts, hard-hitting reports, and live alerts the elites dread. Don't let censorship win. Download now. Stand tall. Join the fight. AJN Live, forged by liberty, powered by truth.
Six pets died in the United States from a rabies vaccine they didn't need. Anybody can walk in here, sit down, and say whatever they want. But I gave you science. I said to the state board, if I had to kill an animal to obey that law, would I have to do it? They said yes. One rabies vaccine is good for life. All this is unnecessary. If that dog had a titer check, it would not need a vaccination. So this is the real problem here. I had put upstairs in the public health department 45 articles that show vaccines are dose dependent. Titers indicate immunity. It's been proven.
Okay, but who's the we? Who's the we?
The researchers. The researchers. These are the researchers. They're the ones who do the research.
Okay, I've spent a career in the pharmaceutical.
And I've spent a career being a veterinarian watching animals die from rabies vaccines.
I think that happened before, but I completely don't agree with what you're saying. Do you know of any study that the vaccine can sometimes create other health concerns for animals? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. You get tumors at the injection sites. You get autoimmune diseases that start later in life, but you get the immediate reactions. Some dogs die immediately of anaphylaxis. Others get just serum sickness and they vomit, maybe hide under the bed for a day or two. But if I lower my dose, right, to protect the animal, then I'm in trouble. So I have to do what the manufacturer says, and like the State Board of Connecticut said, if I have to kill my pet, I have to kill my pet. It's the law. Well, guess what? I have a Hippocratic oath that is greater than any law that's passed in the state of Connecticut that would make me kill my patient. I won't do it.
There we go, folks. That was the video we were talking about last segment. This is Harrison Smith here coming to you live for the InfoWars Sunday night broadcast. It is the 9th of November, 2025, and I'm in studio with the one and only Vivian Kubrick. You can follow her on X at VIKU1111, where she says very mean things about Bill Gates. Right here.
With glee. Actually, I want to say to everyone on X who writes, you know, Bill Gates is a psychopath, can you please put at Bill Gates? Because he's turned off all his comments, coward. And and I just think it's very important that you let them know. They need to understand and feel intimidated because all of these bastards are total cowards.
Yeah.
And so the more that they get some feedback, you know, if you're going to write and you understand what you're talking about, you know, that Bill Gates is factually, along with Melinda, let's not forget her. She doesn't get to, like, crawl off stage.
Right, right.
These are mass murderers. They've mass injured people as well. They've mass sterilized people. And so, yeah, that's my little thing to everyone. If you're going to write comments, write it to Bill Gates. Write it to Obama. I never put out an ex attack without attacking the people directly.
You gotta let them know. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So,
and they know, don't they? I mean, that's something that, as much as we're talking about the attack and these people are psychopaths, you're absolutely right. But we beat them. We beat them in COVID. We beat them on climate change. I mean, Bill Gates is walking climate change back. They're still going to try to put these things forward. But when informed people stand up and refuse to give in, refuse to give in to the coercion or the threats or whatever else, I mean, in fact, I think I put the video in there. Again, it's just totally coincidental because I was going to use this for something else. You know, I didn't put it in, but a few days ago, there was a guy going around filming, or he'd re-uploaded a video from 2021 and showing the COVID camps. They had built COVID camps to put us in. They never got to use them in America, but they wanted to. And it was because we said no, because we resisted every step of the way. Their plan did not work. They got a lot of stuff. They got the vaccines out. They poisoned a lot of us. I'm not downplaying any of that. But if it was up to them, you know, Fauci refers to 2025 as COVID year 5, right? They wanted us probably still to be locked down to this day. The mass starvation, the, you know, destroying the farmlands and turning everything into factory farms. Again, it's all about control. And they wanted to use COVID as this lever to shove all of humanity into a planetary digital prison. And we stopped them. So we have to, you know, as much as we talk about how dangerous they are, we also have to remember we can defeat them peacefully if we have the right information, if we stand up against it. There's nothing that they can impose on us without our, you know, willingness to go along with it.
There are compliance.
Right.
And I just want to acknowledge, and I hope all of you out there not only love InfoWars for what they did, but all of you guys saved millions of people because you're the first, I think it was the first couple of weeks you had Professor Francis Bacon, who, by the way, seemed to just die in a weird way, not unlike the guy, the doctor that, I mean, the scientist that developed the PCR test.
Right.
Again,
right.
Sorry, everyone. I forgot.
Mullins, I think his name was.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's, you're talking about. Sure. Yeah. And there's, you know, Anyway, I think the fact that we did benefit from knowing, I mean, I was listening to you guys.
Right.
And once I heard Francis, I was going to say Francis Bacon.
Francis Boyle here.
Yeah. God, my poor brain. Francis Boyle. Is anyone else out there having the same problem?
You need some methylene blue. Where's our methylene blue? We need to get you up on this stuff.
Oh, my God.
I think it is.
I think it's, oh, God, it's got bubbles. It must have been there for years. Let's see.
Good.
Mm.
Your mouth's going to turn blue. That's the only downside.
That's all right.
You think we don't take this stuff, folks. We are serious.
It's not the most lovely taste. I think maybe it's evaporated because it does have bubbles. Maybe it's gone old. Perhaps something weird is going to happen to me now because I've got ancient ultra.
Oh, Kerry Mullis. There they go. They found the right guy. I should take a moment to remind everybody, please do go to thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. It's how we stay on air. It's how we do all of this. It's how we are going to continue to grow and expand and cover things to an even greater degree when whatever happens at InfoWars happens. Please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. Get yourself some Ultramethylene Blue or any of the other products. Oh, right now it's buy one, get one free on Ultramethylene Blue. So that is a big one. I know people like to stock up on that. So go now, be a VIP member. We so very much appreciate it. And I am very proud of our coverage during COVID. I mean, we not only identified COVID, we identified where it was going to go. We identified that it was a lab leak. I mean, before most people even knew what COVID was, we had established all this because it had been a long, long, long running plan of theirs.
Well, honestly, I didn't know that was a plan of theirs.
Right.
But what I do know is you guys saved millions of people's lives. And if you did nothing else in InfoWars, that act of getting that information out, and for all the people, including myself, that went about trying to tell people, you should have seen me. It was pitiful. I'd be going through the supermarket without a mask on, being trailed behind me by the manager going, ma'am, you have to put your mask on. And I'd be going up to people saying, literally giving them my phone number and saying, you know, I'd like to show you this data. I'd like to show you the Rockefeller, you know, what was that?
I've got it right here. Yeah. The scenarios for a future of technology and international development. They call it the lockstep document. And it's so, well, continue.
Wait, it's the one thing I can remember. Can I say it? It's page 18.
Here we go. We can flip right to page 18. And actually, I brought this in. I've been actually carrying this around for a little while, specifically to talk about what you identified, sort of the two poles that you need to define things by as being liberty or authoritarianism. See, they have different understandings of what they want. And so, you know, as part of this Rockefeller scenario planning documentation, they have this this grid, right? Lockstep is just one of the four scenarios. And the way that the two axes here are political and economic alignment and adaptive capacity. So this is how they judge things, right? So if you have a high political economic alignment, which means centralization, it means not a lot of free thought, it means everybody on the same page by force or coercion, and then adaptive capacity, they claim that larger corporations are better at dealing with changes, which is, I think, fundamentally not true, because I think if you're a small business, you can make decisions for your store and it's easy. But if you're a Walmart and you have to make a decision for 10,000 stores across the whole country, it's a lot more difficult, but it's a lot easier to control. And that's why, you know, Walmart was allowed to open up because they could have the corporation and the corporate element, you know, dictate to all of them, okay, you have to have, you know, 6-foot distancing rules, you have to be vaccinated, you have to wear masks. When you have that corporate control from on high, it becomes a lot easier to dictate to mass numbers of people, a lot easier than it would be if you had to go around to 10,000 small businesses and convince them to go along with you, right? So I just thought it was interesting because the way we perceive the world as being, you know, liberty is the ideal and we're headed towards that and we try to get away from authoritarianism, they have exactly the opposite interpretation.
Yeah, because again, I mentioned the FBI crime classification manual. If you read the sections on psychopathic killers, the one thing, and I happen to be a little obsessed with serial killers, so I've you know, looked at a lot of their cases.
Yeah,
is that there's the control part is huge for them.
You're right.
You know, they have to tie their, you know, they have to own them. Some of them, even, I mean, Ed Gein had to like own their flesh,
right?
You know, and control them from inside their own face,
right?
So I think that we have to become far more accomplished at observing patterns in behavior and realizing that if anybody is trying to vertically integrate, centralize, control, they're crazy.
Right.
And here's a very simple thing, which I always thought was funny about, you know, the Aryan, you know, Ubermensch, whatever, is that the smaller the gene pool, the more likely you're going to drop dead right. as a species. You know, like Canadian ducks, there was like hardly any of them left, and they sort of put them on an island, and they went, yay, we've got so many, and then they all dropped dead because
right.
they didn't have genetic diversity.
Right.
And in fact, interestingly, I don't have that bee, you know, that genetic thing of like being unable to process B vitamins, because that's a big characteristic of white people.
Right.
Because I, in my family, I have Russian, Austrian, Romanian Jews.
Right.
Mongolians, Portuguese, German, and Gypsy.
Right.
So I'm like kind of an example of if you have a big gene pool, there's going to be certain characteristics that are improved.
Right.
So classically, these psychopaths are like trying to go, no, they must all have blonde hair and blue eyes and they have to be. And you're just devouring that gene pool.
Right.
Anyway. I forget where we were going.
Well, we're talking about, you know, lockstep and, you brought up this, you were bringing this up to people in the grocery store and stuff, the Rockefeller Foundation, the lockstep document. And I mean, what, you know, it just proves that this was a plan. It just proves mm-hmm. that, you know, they were ready for this and they were all aligned when the whole thing was rolled out. And again, when people understand that, like when you really take that in and think about what that means, that what happened to us in 2020 and beyond was a deliberate plan by these people.
Mm.
I mean, it puts everything in just this, in this new perspective that frankly, a lot of people aren't strong enough to even handle. Like, I think that's one of our biggest issues trying to get the truth out is it's terrifying when you know how controlled things are. It can be, you know, it takes a lot to understand like, no, this was a top down policy from the highest people of our government, the people that we're supposed to trust the most. Did this to us. Most people would just rather blank that out, not even think about it and go, that guy must be crazy. I won't even, you know, entertain his, what he's saying. But then you have a document that proves it. They can't exactly brush this off and call it conspiracy theory. It's a literal conspiracy.
Not to forget that it was the DARPA that gave the instructions of how to make this vaccine to the vaccine manufacturers.
Yep.
And they lied to us. They said, oh, warp speed, we really developed a, you know, and no, you didn't. It was like developed back in like, you know, 20 years ago or whatever. All this nanotechnology.
Yeah.
Or did any of you see a lot? I don't know whether they did it deliberately in England or whether it was also here, but I saw people putting on videos during COVID when they were all being injected where they were shining black lights on their hands and their veins were showing up under black light.
Really?
And in fact, what are those ultraviolet lights that I keep seeing now in cities? What are they for other than to see whether in the future...
Oh, that's interesting.
...you're vaccinated?
Right.
Because there's that luciferase, you know, what a name.
Right.
I think, though, that I want to go back to this important aspect. You guys are here, and without... I cannot imagine my life if I hadn't been listening to InfoWars for the last 20 years. I mean, I literally, it frightens me how ignorant I would be.
Right.
And for all of you out there, I know it's embarrassing to go up to people, but you know, if you can work up a little bit of some style, you know, I mean, I'm a chatterbox and I love people. So I go up to them and I talk very easily with them and I'm not creepy and I don't get angry. You know, I love their babies and I talk to them and I say, hey, you know that the, you know, the COVID mRNA is on the child vaccination thing and you should really look into it. And I tell them to go to the, you know, Children's Health Defense.
Yeah.
And I tell them about, you know, the guy whose name I can't remember right now, Adele Bigtree. Thank you, brain. And, you know, I just try to offer them, but you know, it's, I try to offer them the information and you're quite right. People can't face it. They don't want to know. And even if you show them something, they might look at it once, but then it's like fear. And they'd rather just go, la, 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 la. And it's like our job and all of you out there who know that you're capable of being responsible for your fellow humans, no matter how fallen or pathetic they might be sometimes. You know, that's the difference between us and psychopaths.
Right.
Is we look at something weak and in danger and we want to help. And a lot of... And I've seen this with my own eyes. a lot of people who are really crazy, they're repulsed by weakness. They want to kill it. They're like, you know, some base animal.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and the inverse is true too, right? When you're strong, you see somebody else who's strong and you think, yes, you know, me and him, we're strong together. You don't see another strong person and go, oh, I want to tear them down. Or you see somebody stronger than you and you go, oh, I bet I can reach that one day. You're not threatened by strength and you're not repelled by weakness. You want to build up the weak and you want to build up the strong. It's like, why would I be scared of anybody else being strong if I'm also strong? It really is whether it's spiritual or physical weakness, these people want everybody as weak as themselves. It all comes from fear, I think.
And think of critics who criticize films or art or whatever. I've never understood the idea of criticism, you know, because it's the same, you know, like I know that the person that did the sculpture on top of the Crown Courts in England, it's like, you know, I forget her name, of course. She's like holding up a sword of whatever, forget the symbolic meaning. And so anyway, he got it mixed up. He put them in the wrong hands. And he was so traumatized by the criticism that he got, he killed himself.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, I know the suffering of artists when they get these horrible reviews.
Right.
And equally, I'm horrified that things that are absolutely despicable globalist propaganda are like, oh, this is so brilliant. You know, The Guardian, The Village Voice, you know, New York Times, this is the best. And it's just packed with these horrible woke, you know, I mean, thank God people are starting to go, yeah, keep your Disney.
Yeah.
Keep your Hollywood.
I don't know if you saw this month or October was the lowest performing box office returns for Hollywood since 2020 when they actually, you know, could like shut down the theaters. Mm. October was their worst performing year like ever. I think at least in like 27 years, something like that was the thing. So there's a major difference between what the critics want, what the critics like, and what the people want. We don't want this crap. We don't want the you know, these anti-human narratives shoved down our throat, and Hollywood is refusing to learn that lesson.
Well, am I wrong in saying that the Chinese control Hollywood?
No, I think you're exactly right.
And actually, everyone should learn up on the opium wars.
Yeah.
Because going in and demoralizing, I mean, what is it? Yuri Bezmenov, I can't say his name, where he warned.
Demoralization, yeah.
Yeah. And so again, if you can appreciate the importance of your ability to differentiate, when you see something that's repulsive, it's because it is.
Right.
And you shouldn't be guilted or, you know, accused of being far right, which is really getting lame now, or that you're a racist or Islamophobia. You have to understand that all of this stuff, which you probably do by now if you're watching InfoWars, all of this stuff has been very carefully worked out, which is why I hope you will watch The Serpent's Egg by Ingmar Bergman. It is on YouTube because it shows you the beginning of them trying to figure out, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but they're trying to figure out how to control people.
Right.
And if you look at Kubak, that CIA torture manual, and if you start educating yourself by reading, you know, the FBI classification manual, which I do think is very accurate because different levels of consciousness manifest differently and they manifest similarly at those levels. That's why they can create profiles. That's
right.
Why they can predict what kind of age group, sex, you know. So by educating yourself and allowing yourself to have the confidence to work out for yourself what it all means.
Yeah.
Thank you. Serpent's Egg. Yeah.
You can
empower yourself. I mean, let me tell you something. When I started getting into alternative medicine, you can say what you like about it, but I had visions about chemotherapy because my dog had cancer. I didn't know anything about food. I didn't know that I was feeding canned junk to her.
Right.
You know, I loved her. And I literally had visions of the chemotherapy drug, and I won't go into it all. But anyway, I then went to a medical bookstore in London. You're supposed to be a medical student. I just breezed in. And I looked at how you administer chemotherapy drugs, and I looked at how dangerous it was, how it's excoriating, and you have to be very careful to, you know, that most tumors don't have blood supply, so it's not going to usually hit it. Plus, cells are in certain states of their phase of existence, that if you hit it with chemotherapy in the wrong state, it's not going to do anything. Not forgetting that chemotherapy destroys your intestines, destroys your bone marrow, and gives you cancer.
Right.
It's like, do I need to have some doctor tell me that it's okay to use, oh God, what's that thing that Trump was?
Oh, Finbez?
No. The Ozempic.
Yeah.
I was horrified when Trump, I hope he's just playing them along.
I hope.
But like saying, yes, we've, you know, Ozempic is this, there's no problem with Ozempic, is there? You
right.
I hope he's been, what?
The Gila monster poison, or the anglerfish poison, as Alex likes to call it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I mean, he doesn't like to call it that. That's actually what it is, yeah.
And so if you bother, and now that there's ChatGPT and Grok, you can kind of worm your way around things and demand for it to give you URLs
real.
So that you can, like, double check it. But if you just say, what is this chemical? What does this do? What, you know, go and look at the hazard documents online, the PDFs. You just work, because that's your spiritual job right now. If you know how terrible things are and you know that children are dying because they're being poisoned by injections, I went shamelessly around supermarkets. The second I saw a baby, I'd go up and I'd say, how beautiful. And then I took the mom and I'd say, you know, like I said, and I because I cannot walk past a baby.
Right.
And think that maybe their mother doesn't know. And you
right.
know what happens from that point, I'm helpless. But to actually take responsibility, and it's hard because sometimes I feel shy.
Right.
Sometimes I'm actually scared to go up to people because, you know, I'm not absolutely completely, I'm not Russell Brand.
right.
I am not like going to get in people's faces and just be gleeful.
But that's the thing.
I love you, Russell. Don't get me wrong.
But you don't. You don't have to be confrontational. You don't have to be know-it-all. Because I try to do the same thing. And hell, I host a show where I'm yelling about this stuff 3 hours a day. I still have trouble, you know, breaking out of the shell and going, hey, you know. But it can be as simple as, you know, I'll have a friend that's saying, oh yeah, I think I'm going to get this shot, and I'll just go, I don't think you should, man. Like, I don't think it's a good idea. I think you should look into it. And even if it's just that, you know, because, you know, what are they going to say? Like, why? How dare you? They're going to be like, well, no, I'm still going to. I'm all right, man. But I can't let you leave without at least telling you I think it's a bad idea. And it could just be as simple as that. Mm-hmm. Just a little something, not going, oh, but do you know? Blah, 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 blah. Doesn't have to be that. It can be, you know, hey, if you want more information, I got more for you, but here's what I think.
Here's my number.
Yeah, here's my number. Yeah.
And God knows how many people I gave my number to. I probably only heard back from maybe 2%.
Right. But you made the effort, and that is really what counts. And God only knows how many people, you know, took what you said to heart and went and looked it up themselves. I mean, it can really, really make a difference. I know because people have said stuff to me that's put me on the path I'm on now. And I know, you know, things that I've said offhandedly on the show, people go, you know, you said this one thing 3 years ago. I don't remember saying it, but it stuck with them. So just take the opportunity, man. We're already out of time. Vivian Cooper, thank you so much for being with us. We could go on and on and on. I think you should have your own. I think you should do a true crime podcast. I think that's what you should do. I would love listening to that.
Well, I don't know about true crime. I would love to do a broadcast.
You should.
No.
All right, we're out of time.
I'm farming an alternative medicine.
Real quick, I just wanted to plug the Methylene Blue. I'm a new supplement buyer from Alex Jones Store, and I keep hearing people talking about the Methylene Blue, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know what the hype is all about, but I definitely want to try it. And what I noticed is I didn't get the sensations that a lot of the other people said that they got, you know, like the tingling fingers and like this, you know, euphoria. But I do have an ample amount of energy, and I'm disabled, so I'm a housewife, and whenever you're at home, day in and day out, 7 days a week, it really tends to drag after some time. And there were things that I wasn't doing around the house that I should have. But now I'm getting things done like really quick. I have all this extra time on my hands now. And I really think it's the Methylene Blue that's been giving me the energy. And it's so funny because now like my silly husband's calling me a meth head, which is hilarious. But yeah, so I'm going to stick on that. And I actually have some bovine coming in today, so I can't wait to try that out. I'm also going to give that to my dog because, you know, I need a lot of help too. And I brought online that's really good for your dog if you give them, like, a small little amount of the food. So I'm going to do that. But, yeah, I just thought I would tell you guys about my experiences so far. So,
well, Jen, thank you. That's amazing to hear, and we love to hear that, honestly. I mean, that's the reason why Alex has created the shop so people can get – you know, get healthier, not be relying on big pharmaceutical companies, but instead take control of their health. So that's good to hear. You know, I fluctuated weight-wise too. And so finding something that works is really important. And not to get hooked on those, like, high caffeine, insane chemicals, energy drinks, which so much of us have relied on over the years. I literally was getting anxiety from one of them. And so I too am on the blue these days. So I guess your husband would call me a meth head, but, it's good to hear from you, Jen. I love it. I think it's great. And I love to hear from you as well.